Hi everyone, it's me, Sarah Fowler, Deputy Mayor of Tassus Village, standing for AVICC Director at Large, again. This is my fourth nomination, and I am thrilled to be in such good company. Although it's just my first term, the political climate has changed since I was first elected in 2018. Before the pandemic, I think it would have been fair to say that I am generally perceived as a people person. Someone who is engaged and involved, friendly, even a hugger. But things have changed and I am more upfront with my boundaries now than at any other point. Being an elected in a small town has been a huge learning experience that I am immensely grateful for. But it hasn't been easy or even a safe place. People expect a lot from their government, local and otherwise. The work-life balance has been a tightrope pre-COVID, but the changes have been both equalizing, yet also have raised the stakes, if that's even possible. I am far from perfect, but I am trying to bring what I can to the table. It's been an honor to work with four North and West Island mayors on our It's Easy to Think Big panel because they each are committed and aware of the challenges and resiliency in their communities. That's it. That's all I get. So that's at 1:45. Let's see where we are at. Stop. Hi everyone, it's me, Sarah Fowler, Deputy Mayor of Tassus Village, standing for Association of Vancouver Island Coastal Communities Director at Large. Again. This is my fourth nomination and I'm thrilled to be in such good company. Although it is just my first term, the political climate has changed since I was first elected in 2018. Before the pandemic, I think it would have been fair to say that I am generally perceived as a people person, someone who is engaged and involved, friendly, even a hugger. But things have changed and I am more upfront with my boundaries now than at any other point. Being an elected in a small town has been a huge learning experience that I am immensely grateful for, but it hasn't been easy or even a safe place. People expect a lot from their government, local or otherwise. The work-life balance was a tightrope pre-COVID, but the changes have been both equalizing, yet also have raised the stakes, if that's even possible. I am far from perfect, but I am trying to bring what I can to the table. It's been an honor to work with four North and West Island mayors on our It's Easy to Think Big panel because they each are committed and aware of the challenges and resiliency in their communities. If you didn't already know, it's scheduled for April 2nd, 3 p.m. Thanks to every mentor and role model I know, and even the ones I don't, it's so rewarding to see how much we are capable of, especially when it comes to change. Thank you. Hi, Green Antler listeners. So this is sort of part of my process. Here is my many takes for my speech for Director at Large of the Association of Vancouver Island Coastal Communities. And I'm just going to play a few different speeches And that's going to be this episode, the sea, the way that I worked it through, changed it, read it upside down, you know, did different takes. This first is a take. It's only 13 seconds long, but it's a false start. And that happens a lot. You know, I don't know actually how to make those start. So what am I doing here?
You are mentors and role models, and I know how much we are capable of, especially when it comes to change. It's been a huge honor to work with four mayors from the North and West Island on our panel for Saturday, April 2nd at 3 p.m. It's easy to think big when you're small. I've enjoyed this because each of them understand and are committed to addressing challenges and fostering resiliency in their communities. People expect a lot from their government, local and otherwise. I am bringing what I can to the table. This term of being elected in a small town has been a rewarding learning experience, and I am completely grateful for it. Privilege to be the deputy mayor of Tassus Council, Residence, and Village. This is my fourth director at large nomination for the executive of the Association of Vancouver Island Coastal Communities. My name is Sarah Fowler. I like to swim, garden, and hike. I am thrilled to my peers, such good company of colleagues, putting themselves out there, getting involved, and serving our region's democratic process. Merci. Thank you very much. I appreciate your votes, and I wish you a very happy day.
So that was the one I've already uploaded to the system. But this one is one I've just a hot, fresh take that I wonder if it's better. I don't know. So I'm going to play this one. And you can see what it is to doubt yourself. Where am I?
In local government.
Let's start that again.
Greetings to my peers in local government and everyone else watching in the lead up to the AVICC in April, Victoria. All of you are mentors and role models, and I'm often impressed by the capable awareness, especially when it comes to change. It has been an honor to work with four mayors from communities in the North and West Island on our panel, It's Easy to Think Big, that is planned for Saturday, April 2nd at 3 p.m. I have watched as they address challenges and foster resilience by understanding and commitment to their communities. People expect a lot from their government, local or otherwise. I bring what I can to the table. This term of being elected in a small town has been a rewarding learning experience. I am completely grateful for it. It is a privilege to be the deputy mayor for Residence, Council, and the Village of Tassus. This is my fourth nomination for director at large on the executive position for the AVICC board. My name is Sarah Fowler. I like to swim and hike. I am thrilled to be in such good company of colleagues who put themselves out there, get involved, and serve our regions by participating in the democratic process. Thanks for joining me here at the Green Antler. You can find me in the garden, and thanks for the votes. Merci.
So that was option two, but I think that I've decided now, and I'm going to just go with the first one that's already uploaded, and I'm just going to call it a day, because this has been a day of rewriting and writing the speech over and again, and I'm not really sure how the improvements can be measured. So, that being said, I'm really excited to have this panel that's coming up. It's easy to think big with your when you're small. We had a run through today. And even though, you know, the more we practice, the more I had a lot of errors today with my microphone and just dropping the Zoom. And I'm so grateful for Mayor Noel and Mayor Colburn and Mayor Buchanan and Mayor Dugas for, you know, participating and giving their time and their ideas and this so much work that they've done in their communities over the years, because they're so committed. They're just, you know, they love their communities and they want them to thrive and they find ways to cooperate and they work through the challenges, and there's definitely a lot of them. And sometimes it feels like they really stack up. And I can understand how when we talk about small communities or big communities or the Urban Mayor's Caucus or rural internet, we are talking about people's lives. We are talking about their homes, their economies, the way that they make a living. And I know that Vancouver Island has this huge range. You know, before I lived here in Tassis, I lived in Parksville and also Courtney. So when I first arrived, I was skiing or snowboarding and then going on a boat that same day, and just the range is phenomenal. I know that we have so much a talent and sweat equity. We work hard, and in small communities there's definitely sort of this like boom town gone bust feeling in Tassis sometimes, where we have a mill site that is contaminated and needs to be attended to, but we also have other more pressing things to deal with sometimes. And this is not our mess. You know, we as a town have exported a lot of wealth, and I know that we're not alone in that. There's definitely been a lot of communities. Mayor Buchanan was talking today about how Alert Bay used to be the hub for the North Island, where the canneries were, the, you know, forestry offices. There was a lot more service, or maybe, you know, economic hubs happening. And now we're sort of seeing these shrinkages or these challenges where a lot of the same people have been volunteering at these nonprofit organizations for 20 years. So we are recruiting. We are looking for new talent in local government. We are wanting people to bring what they can to the table. Just a minute, babe. And we're also celebrating our successes. So I think this is a big success for me here at the Green Antler, and also for small communities everywhere across British Columbia. So thanks for your time. So this is the Green Antler, and this is the episode that I've called a practice. So I'm going to read my notes for the Saturday, April 2nd, 3 to 4. It's easy to think big when you're small. Panel discussion to the AVICC. Special mention to our hosts. Association of Vancouver Island Coastal Communities, this conference center staff, and the City of Victoria. My name is Sarah Fowler, and it is my joy to highlight the work of my peers in local government and their unique communities here for the AVICC. I was so happy to read in the 2022 Code of Conduct number 7, all AVICC members are viewed as equals regardless of their population, location, or the ability to attend the annual convention. That being said, there are many microclimates in British Columbia that are place-specific, and I have learned And I have heard it said that if all the small communities and unincorporated areas were counted together, it would account for the third largest population. Personally, I won't be missing any opportunity to talk about my village in relation to here, there, and elsewhere. Tassis, the birthplace of British Columbia, is located in Nootka Sound on Mauchit Mutchalot First Nations territory and in the Strathcona Regional District. A foreshore at low tide, in this photo we are facing south towards Yukwat or Friendly Cove, which is the capital of the nation culturally. Our closest neighboring community is Zibalis over the mountain or by boat. It is a long bumpy drive on the Head Bay Forest Service Road from the village of Tassis to Campbell River. On that journey, you pass through Gold River, which is where this boot is located. It marks the start of the Great Walk, historically run by the local Lions Club. As you can see, a lot of things are happening from the peaks and canopies to the vast depths under the surface. The mate for this carved wood burning boot is located outside Captain Muir's Elementary Secondary School. Although it hasn't happened in nearly a decade, it is worth mentioning that it remains one of Canada's original Show Us What You're Made Of ultra marathons. This great team is the secondary class at our local school during a Missoula Theatre performance of the play Tortoise and the Hare by Aesop. From log-laden barges of yesteryear to our nocturnal wildlife recently sighted outside my home, we have many stories, and this one starts with coalitions to find ways to support protective services and community safety off the beaten track. Mayor Dennis Dugas of Port Hardy has been a resident since 1970. He first worked at McMillan Blodell in the logging industry. In 1974, he started a new career working for the District of Port Hardy in the Public Works Department as a water treatment and wastewater treatment plant certified operator. In 2000, he worked for EPCOR Water Services for 13 years as Port Hardy's capital project coordinator, then back to employment with the District of Port Hardy, retiring in October 2014. Over the past 50 plus years, Dennis has been involved with a number of community organizations and activities. Vice President of Port Hardy and District Chamber of Commerce, Philomy Days Committee, North Island Seniors Housing Foundation, and as of 2014, elected as councillor and now mayor. As small rural communities, we have to form coalitions to get our voices heard. For example, grant funding for fire equipment and emergency infrastructures. Also, each region needs to build strong relationships with local Indigenous nations to get support for common interests regarding health, education, transportation, wild salmon returns, and in addition, for us on the North Island, reliable electric power supply. We produce it, but we can't use it. Let's work together for a better tomorrow for all of us. Please welcome our first speaker, Mayor Dugas of Port Hardy. So he has 19 slides at my current slide. This is us leaving Vancouver Island at Port McNeill Ferry Terminal to get to Alert Bay. Our next presenter is Mayor Dennis Buchanan. He is in his first term as mayor of Alert Bay, which is situated on the traditional territory of the Namgis First Nation. Dennis has served his community as both fire chief and unit chief on BCAS. He knows full well how difficult it is in small communities to get funding for new fire equipment. Small rural communities do not have the same tax base as larger centers, which enables them to purchase the equipment they require. Now I ask Mayor Buchanan of Alert Bay to speak to how best we can be prepared. So I have 20 slides for Alert Bay. Julie Colburn is the current mayor of Zibalis, which is on the unceded First Nations lands of the Hattusat-Chiniquit territory. She has served her community for 13 years through 3 terms as councillor and almost 1 as mayor. Her passion as well as public service is her career, which allows her to work cooperatively with and in service of the nations that are in close proximity to the community. She has lived in Zabalus for the past 25 years and has seen many changes, including demographics, population, and sources of economy in this rural and remote community. Join me in thanking Mayor Colburn of Zabalus to address the importance of human capital. She has 31 slides. And lastly, to introduce Mayor Mako Noel of Ucuilute, I will simply read a quote from him. "It's a small theme that has lost all our key resource sector employers. How do you rebuild and make your community to a level that we all know that it takes to make them hum like they once did? Tourism won't save them all. Making a community where people live and work is all we want to see for our communities. We are not asking for much." Without further ado, Mayor Noel of Ucuilute. Thanks to everyone here, and I invite questions or comments. Thank you so much. And so that is my 7 minutes of bios and my little bit about me in Tassus as I prepare for next Saturday's panel and the AVICC. It's easy to think big when you're small. So thank you for listening to this episode, to our Green Antler Waterfowl podcast, which is not being recorded this second from the Green Antler. We have already headed South Island for March break to visit with Granny, and we actually just went to the swimming pool with a big hockey stick. So if you know where that is, then you're in the know. And otherwise, I want to say thanks for listening and have a nice day. Bye-bye.